Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
There's a show that everyone is talking about at the moment. I'm low-key obsessed with it because it's just different. It's not a cooking show and it's not a love show. I'm talking about SAS Australia.
Yeah, you're right, actually. It kind of breaks the mold, doesn't it? It's a bit of a relief from all the BS that we've had in 2020.
Anyways,
let's be honest.
Someone did withdraw last night, and that was Mitchell Johnson, and he joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Scudder and Maddie. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. It was so good to see you on the show, Mitchell. Very sad to see you leave, though. How was the experience? Are you glad you went in the first place?
I think the whole experience for me is something I've always wanted to do. I mean, I almost joined the army leaving school back in Townsville, but the SAS was always an interest, and this came up. I just had to have a crack at it, and disappointing to not make it all the way through. That was, I guess, as a ex-elite sportsman, that's what you have those goals you train for, and I was training pretty hard to get myself through that, but I think just mentally and psychologically it's pretty bloody tough.
Yeah, it looks it. Now that you have experienced this, if you could go back to your younger self, would you say, hey, yeah, join the SAS or not?
I don't know. It's a hard one to answer. I still have that much respect for what they do, and to be able to actually experience some of that, I guess, yeah, that's probably enough for me. It does take a special person, I believe, to go through all that, and maybe it's just not for me.
They do say people that go through that kind of thing together, you'll never form a better bond and friendship with those kind of people that you do that together with. Is there anyone in particular from the show that you bonded with really well?
Yeah, most were pretty good, to be honest, and I was quite impressed with a lot. Just the mental strength of, sort of Aaron McNaught and Ali, and I think some of the guys that I really sort of bonded with was James Magnussen. I thought he'd trained really hard leading up to this and looked really good throughout. So Merrick Watts as well. A lot of these people are the first time meeting as well, so... I was thoroughly impressed with how everyone turned up and was, definitely some great bonding moments. You miss out on a lot of the stuff that we do talk about in the rooms and in the back of the Jeeps, the Army Jeeps. But, I think there's a lot of people in there that I have so much respect for and bonded with.
Yeah, well, I have respect for them because I know I couldn't do it. obviously, the whole entire experience is quite hard. You know, it's cold. You're in the middle of winter and up in the snowy mountains. What was the hardest task or part about being there, if you could only pick one thing that was the worst?
Oh, that's a hard one to answer. can I say two?
Yeah, go for it.
Being wet and cold the whole time is tough to deal with. I mean... being an ex-cricketer, we're always chasing the summer, so it's always warm. So the cold, I'm not used to. And the other night, I'm going through the tunnel when we had to shoot the gun at the end of the task. I was told as I was about to enter that tunnel that it was a small tunnel, so that freaked me out a little bit. So a bit of claustrophobia I found out that I've got now. So, that was quite tough as well to deal with.
Okay, well, I think the toughest person in there everyone is having to deal with at the moment is Faraz. The way he's being portrayed isn't the best, and there's been a lot of articles of him being like, oh, I'm being portrayed as the villain and I wasn't. How bad was he in there? Did he really say all those things, and was he that annoying to live with, or is he actually all right?
Oh, look, the thing is, I think we're seeing pretty much what happens throughout with Faraz. It was just the little comments that he was making that, we're always getting us in trouble, then gets him in trouble as well. So that's, I don't know if that was a game that he was playing throughout or not, but it wasn't, that's not what the selection course is all about. It's about, I guess, getting into line and following simple orders that you've been given. And everyone seemed to be aware of that pretty early on. You see the ads, this is not a game, and it wasn't. So... I don't know. I've had some really good conversations with Faraz, and There's that respect there. But I think, I don't know if he truly understood what it was all about.
Mm, he probably can't help himself either, making a couple of comments here and there. SAS Australia continues Monday on 7. It's so good to have you on the show, Mitchell. Thanks so much for catching up.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Cheers.